So good evening, and it's Wednesday evening again. I start at 2 Timothy 2. And then we will change and go somewhere else. Because Paul encourages Timothy, who was a leader, a Christian leader. And Paul gives him encouragement and strength to be able to do that work. If you start in verse 3, there are three pictures that Paul uses. He says in verse 3, share in the suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. That's picture number one. And the second one, an athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. And then the third one in verse 6 and 7. It is a hard-working farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. So it finishes by saying, think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. So, all these three pictures show us how we live our lives after Christ has saved us. When we understand what purpose He has with our lives. And the point is to be focused. Look and expect the result.
Погледни и очаквай резултати.
For a soldier to be focused and go until victory is won.
Като войник, който се сражава докато дойде победата.
For an athlete to run a race and to have the prize set before his eyes.
Като атлет, спортист, който тича докато не му се даде медала.
And for a farmer to accept the crops.
И фермера за фермера да очаква плодовете.
Where all the hard work and the patience pays off at the end.
Тежка работа и търпение. Всичко това се възнаграждава.
But then actually tonight I thought that we could go back a little bit.
Малко ще върнем назад.
And see how we have become who we have become workers for Christ.
Как искам да върнем вас и да погледнем как сме станали работници за Христос.
Because I think that's more important.
Защото това е най-важното.
I cannot have the right motivation.
Може би аз нямам правилната мотивация.
If I don't understand.
Ако не го разбирам.
And I would like to pick the third picture.
Третата картина тук.
About the farmer. A farmer sows seeds. I would like to speak about that seed that God has sown in our lives. Because that's how it started. Then, in this picture, Paul speaks to Timothy, showing him how he has to sow the seed.
Тук в този случай Павел говори на Тимотей как да сее семето.
God has done something in our lives and then we do the same in other people's lives.
Бог е направил нещо в живота ни и ние го правим в живота на другите хора.
But now I would like to go back and see what God did for us. And to do that, I would like to turn to John chapter 3. And see an interesting man who came to Jesus at night. Whose name was Nicodemus.
Nicodemus.
Maybe really even knows what his name means.
Може би знаеш от гръцки Никодимус какво означава.
I don't know. But anyways, he was a teacher of the law.
Той беше учител на закона, евреин.
Meaning an interpreter and a teacher of God's word.
Този, който е тълкувал словото, Божието слово.
Maybe today he would be a priest.
Може би в днешно време може да се стъп.
He would be a pastor.
Може би пастор.
So he knew all that there was to know.
Той знае всичко, което аз знае.
About God and what he had said.
За Бог и за всичко, което той е казал.
But he comes to Jesus.
Той идва при Исус.
And he says something to him in verse 2, John 3:2.
Втори стих казва нещо.
This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher, came from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
Той човек дойде при Исус през нощта и каза, Равине, ние знаеме, че ти си учител, дошъл от Бог, защото никой не може да прави тия чудеса и знамения, ако Господ, ако Бог не е с него.
It's so important that God is present in this world, not primarily in words.
Много важно да знаем, че Бог е присъщ в този свят, не само на думи.
But in signs.
И също и знамения.
Miracles that happen.
Чудеса, които той прави.
His power, his hand is shown.
Неговата сила, всичко това.
And I believe that those things happen today also.
Аз вярвам, че Бог наистина прави чудеса днес също.
Many things that cannot be explained.
Някои неща не могат да бъдат обяснени.
And this man, Nicodemus, understood that nobody can do miracles unless he has the power of God. And when we go out and talk to people on Monday evenings, the challenge to them is really, do you believe what the Bible says about Jesus? Do you believe those miracles that are described in the Bible? Because if you carefully read those, then we also must say, like Nicodemus said, it cannot just be a nice fairy tale. But that man must have power from God. Because nobody can do those things unless through God. And then Jesus answers him in verse 3. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Истина ти казвам, никой, който не е роден отново, не може да види царство на Бог.
Oh, Nicodemus, you think that you have seen something about God.
Той му казва, Nicodemus, ти мислиш, че ти си видял Бог.
Wonderful signs.
Че някакви знамения си видял.
Power.
Сила.
Wisdom.
Мъдрост.
And you have a little recognition.
И да, признал си някои неща, видял си ги.
But I tell you, it's impossible for a man.
Но ти казвам, Никодимус, невъзможно е за човек.
To see those things that belong to the kingdom of God.
Да види нещата, които принадлежат на царството на Бог.
To understand who God is.
Да разбере кой Бог е.
To see how He works.
Да види как Бог работи.
What intentions He has.
Какви са намеренията на Бог?
Without being born of the Spirit.
Ако не е роден от Духа.
And then Nicodemus asks as any of us would ask.
И Никодимус, разбира се, както всеки един би задал такъв въпрос.
How can a man be born when he is old?
Казва, как човек може да бъде отново роден, след като вече е стар?
Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
Може ли да влезе в утробата на майка ти и отново да се родиш?
That's just very strange.
Трейдер е странно.
But Jesus was not stupid.
Исус не беше глупав.
And this is interesting.
Това е интересно.
Verse 5 he says,
в пети стих казва,
I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Ако някой не е роден от вода и дух, не може да влезе в царството на Бог.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
Това, което е родено от плътта е плът, и това, което е родено от духа е дух.
Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again.
Не се чуди, че ти казах, че трябва да бъдеш роден отново.
The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from, where it goes. So is it with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
Ти виждаш, че вятъра, духа, на където си пожелае, и ти чуваш звука му, но не знаеш откъде идва и на къде отива. Така са всеки, който е роден от духа.
Unless one is born of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Ако не си роден от духа, не можеш да влезеш в царството на Бог.
What is it to be born of the Spirit of God?
Какво значи да си роден от духа на Бог?
God is Spirit.
Бог е дух.
He doesn't have a body.
Бог няма тяло като нас.
He doesn't live in time and space.
Бог не живее във време и място като нас.
He is not limited.
Бог не е ограничен като нас.
By anything.
От нищо не е ограничен.
The word that we have for him is that he is a spirit.
Това, което знае за Бог, знае, че той е дух.
And in order to meet him in the dimension where he is,
за да можем да го срещнем в тая
in that realm where he exists,
там където той е,
we need to have access.
Трябва да има достъп.
Right?
Нали?
If I live in Aspuddin,
ако живея в Аспуден,
and I want to do something in Essinge, I need to take the bridge to go there.
Я бих искал да отида на другия край в Есинге, трябва през моста да мина.
If there was no bridge, it's not possible.
Ако нямаше мост до този остров, нямаше да мога да отида там.
What other example could we say?
Кой друг пример мога да ви дам?
Because God lives somewhere totally different, something totally different place. Not just different place, but different world where we are.
Бог не живее тук. Той живее в съвсем различен свят, не като нашия.
How could we have anything to do with him?
Как можем да отидем до него? Как можем да се?
The only answer is that I have to be of the same essence as he is.
Единственият отговор е, че трябва също нещо да се направим като Бог.
If I want to communicate with plants,
ако искам да общувам с растения,
I cannot because I'm a human being.
Аз не мога, защото съм човек.
Right?
Да.
I need to be born as a plant to have something in common with them.
Трябва да съм роден като растение, да общувам с растенията.
So God says, you want to enter the kingdom of God.
Добре, ти искаш да влезеш в царството на Бог небето.
Then you must receive that nature.
Значи трябва, ако искаш да влезеш, трябва да има същата природа, същата натура.
That God has.
Каквато Бог има.
Without it, it's impossible.
Без това е невъзможно.
That's why we need to be born of the Spirit.
Затова трябва да сме родени от Духа.
The next verse says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. We are born in this body, and this is dust, according to the Bible, which means earthly material. It belongs to this earth and it cannot leave it. Right?
Принадлежи на тази земя и не може да не пусне земята.
It belongs to this earth.
принадлежи на земята.
But God does not live on this earth.
Но Бог не живее на тази земя.
So I need to be born a second time.
Аз трябва да бъда роден втори път.
To get that nature which can meet him.
Да имам същата природа, същата натура както Бог.
And of course, most of humanity believes in eternity.
Много хора вярват в вечен живот.
But they don't believe like Christ was teaching it.
Но не искат да приемат учението на Исус.
And I think it's very important to understand what he says.
И затова е много важно да разберем какво Исус Христос ни учи.
And receive it.
И да го приемем просто.
I don't want to turn there, but there's a description. Paul speaks about resurrection in 1 Corinthians 15.
В 1 Коринтияни 15 Павел говори за възкресение.
He describes a little bit. Well, first of all, he speaks about the resurrection of man as a fact.
Говори за възкресение на човека като факт.
Resurrection does not happen spontaneously.
Възкресението не става спонтанно.
It's not automatic to everyone.
Не автоматично за всеки един.
But it's Christ who resurrects us. He is resurrection and life.
Исус Христос е възкресението и живота. И той е този, който ни възкресява.
Those who were born again are resurrected to enter the kingdom with him.
Тие, които са родени отново, те влизат в царството. Той ги възкресява и те влизат в царството.
And those that did not get the second birth are resurrected only for judgment.
Тие, които не са приели, не са родени отново от Исус, те също бъдат възкресени, но за съд.
But Paul speaks about resurrection bodies.
Но Павел говореше за възкръсване тела.
He says, look at the stars.
Виж, казва той, виж звездите.
Not that resurrected people are stars.
Не тия хора, които са възкръсани са звезди, не казвам това.
But he says, just like the stars are different.
Той казва, както звездите са различни.
In their luminance.
И светят е различен.
Their difference is in a resurrection, the degree of glory that we'll receive from God.
Така и нашите възкръсни тела имат различна степен на слава, която приема от Бог.
I don't want to speak too much about this.
Няма да говоря много за това.
But just let's think about resurrection, being born of God.
Нека да помислим за това, да си роден от Бог.
And entering that world where He exists.
И да влезеш в този свят, където Той съществува.
When I walk in the cemeteries,
което вървя в гробища, което отивам до гробищата,
which I like.
Обичам да се разхождам там.
Sometimes I see tombstones.
Някога виждам камени плочи.
Which look like a tree trunk.
Tree trunk?
Yeah.
Okay. Като пън изглежда.
Which is grown out of the ground.
И те са израснали от земята.
And then it's cut down.
И после се отрязва.
This is how we understand death.
Така е както ние разбираме смърт.
Somebody is born, and this is we speak about the seed, right?
Ние говорим за семе.
We speak about plants.
Говорим за растения.
God gave us our life.
Бог даде своя живот на нас.
That was a seed.
Това беше семето.
That grew up. I think it's interesting. We are like plants. We are like trees in God's garden.
Ние сме като растения, като дървета в градината на Бог.
And this tree grew.
И това растение, това дърво растеше.
And it had branches and leaves and fruits.
И това дърво имаше клони, листя и плодове.
But at a time in life,
но когато живота свърши,
death entered.
Смъртта влезе.
And we symbolize it by a tree cut.
И като се едно дотре дърво.
And it's a horrible picture.
И ужасна картина, разбира се.
Because it means a sudden end.
Което означава внезапна смърт.
And what's left,
и това, което остава,
is the roots
in
the ground.
Дълбоко в земята.
And it was growing upwards.
И това растеше нагоре, дърво.
But the upper part disappears.
Но изведнъж кораната и всичко изчезна.
And this is what we believe, this is how we feel as natural beings.
Така е, естествено човек така се чувства.
That the life belongs to this earth.
Този живот принадлежи на тази земя.
We are bound to it.
Ние сме свързани за тази земя.
And somebody was growing.
Нещо растеше.
And then he was cut down.
И беше отрязано моментарически.
And all is left now is a little trunk.
И това, което останало само пъна и до корените.
They never reached any height.
Никога не можа да порасне повече и да достигне никакви височини.
They are stuck on the earth.
И са вкоренени в земята.
And the body was put in the ground.
И тялото е сложено в земята.
But actually, I think that those who are born of the Spirit is like another picture. I don't like these tombstones, these
three-trunked-looking
ones. Because for me, what it is, is a helium balloon. That's a Christian. And it's somehow connected to something on the ground, which is our body. There's a little child running around with a helium balloon. But you have seen that maybe when the child lets go of the snare. And the balloon rises up in the air. This is when a Christian dies. Because actually there's nothing left here on the earth. Yeah, maybe there's a separation there.
Да, може би има разделение там.
The body is separated from the spirit.
Духа се отделя от тялото, тялото става тук.
But we know that what is left here is not the important part.
Но знаем, че това, което остава на земята, не е най-важната част.
Paul speaks about it also as the body being a tent.
Павел казва, че тялото е като една като палатка.
And a tent is a very uncomfortable place. Right? Everything is made temporary. For short term. There's no real bed. There's no heating. There's no running water. There's not much decoration, not much furniture. Maybe it leaks a little bit. It's uncomfortable to crawl in and crawl out. Because it's just a temporary place. And it's the same with our body. This is a temporary home for the spirit. That is also planted in us when we receive the word of God for salvation.
Когато Бог ни е дал духа си, когато получаваме неговото спасение.
My body has become a dwelling place, a tent.
А моето тяло сега вече е място за живеене.
For the new life that comes from God.
За нови живот, който идва от Бог.
Which is able to understand God.
И новия живот, така ти разбираш Бог.
And more importantly, which is gravitating towards God.
И по-важното е, че ти си привличан към Бог.
And which will enter into God's presence.
И в един ден, някога, ще влезеш в присъствието на Бог.
And this one is longing to move out from the tent.
И това е, което иска да пусне палатката.
No, not to be homeless.
Не да е без дом,
but to get a better home.
Но да получи по-добър дом.
And this is what we are talking about.
Това е за което говорим.
God planted us on the earth.
Бог ни постави на земята.
But also he planted another seed.
Но той също сложи друго семе.
And that's his word.
който посява в нас, това е словото му.
This Jesus Christ, his life.
Исус Христос, живота.
In us.
Живота в нас.
Anybody who wants to receive it.
Всеки, който иска да приеме.
Anybody who wants to be born of the Spirit.
Всеки, който иска да бъде роден от Духа.
To have something to do with the Father.
Всеки, който иска да има бащата.
To be able to come to Him.
Да има възможност да дойде до Него.
And then, you know, just one more picture about the seeds.
Искам още една картина да дам на сцената.
Jesus spoke about the end of the world, actually.
Исус говореше за края на света.
As a harvest.
Като жътва.
It is so that our little seed grew up from the ground.
Така е, семето, което расте от земята.
God has a purpose.
Има цел в това нещо.
That's that our life would bear fruit for Him.
Бог има цел в това, че нашия живот ще носи плодове за Него.
Like corn. Like
wheat. Като царевица, като жито.
And then when He thinks that we are mature, when we have brought fruit,
когато Бог смята, че ние вече сме зрели достатъчно, когато сме носили плодове,
He harvests it.
Той отсича.
And that's the end of my life.
Като жътвата. И това е края на живота, земния живот.
The end that was planted on the earth, or in the earth, stays on the earth.
Това, което посято в земята, остава в земята.
He only takes the seeds, the fruit that was important.
Той взима само тия плодове, които бяха важни.
And he takes it to his heavenly storage.
И ги взима в неговия хамбар в небето.
That's very interesting, isn't it?
Интересно.
This is life from God's perspective.
Това е живота от Божията, от Божия поглед, както той ги вижда нещата.
He is a farmer.
Той е фармер. Фермер.
Фармер. And he is patient with us.
И той е много търпелив с нас.
He wants to give yet another seed.
Той иска да даде едно друго семе с нас.
For eternal life.
Семето на вечен живот.
And then when our time comes, he wants to harvest us.
Когато нашето време дойде, тогава той ни събира като жертва.
If there's anything to keep.
Има ли нещо, което да се държи тук?
That's those things that are born through him.
Нещата, които са родени чрез него.
We cannot bear fruit ourselves.
Не може да дадем никакъв плод само себе си.
But those things that we bring forth through his life.
Но тези неща, които ние носиме, раждаме в неговия живот.
That helium balloon.
Той като балона, пълен с хелий.
That rises up.
Който излиза в небето.
So, we can finish here maybe. With a word of prayer.
Малко молитва.
Thank you, Jesus, that you made us. And thank you that you spoke to Nicodemus about being born a second time. Lord, thank you that you give the Spirit to everybody. We ask, Jesus, that you bear fruit in us. Thank you that we are your vineyard. We are your building. We are your helium balloons. Help us to know how to think about the world around us. How to think about ourselves. Make us successful on this earth, Jesus. Because your seed is in us. Let it be victorious. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.